VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Benson. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, VoiceTubers, and welcome back to this week's Pronunciation Challenge. Do you have anything that you fear? For me, believe it or not, I used to have the fears of talking to strangers. If I had to talk to a stranger, my whole body would be tense and I'll be super nervous. If I had to call someone to fix something, I'll have to prepare myself at least 10 minutes before making the call. Do you have this kind of fear as well? But how did I overcome this fear? I realized that my fear was from my lack of confidence, so I found a way to build my confidence through music. Whenever I showed people my music, people would be amazed and I felt proud of myself, and eventually, I wasn't as scared to talk to people. The speaker in the video actually had a lot of fears to overcome, but he did it through parkour, which is... And let's see how he did it then. Parkour and free running has been a stepping stone for me to heal and be okay with my sexual abuse. 那这个意思就是说, 跑酷和自由飞跃是我的垫脚石。至于肌肤平性虐待对我造成的伤痛。 Okay, let's get to the pronunciation tips. 那我们今天第一个字就是 absolutely. 那 absolutely 有四个音节。 前面的A是发 add的音, 重音是发在第三个音的路, 所以就变 absolutely, absolutely. 所以你会听到 第三个音会比较明显一点。那我们下一个词就是 encounter。那 encounter 的话还有三个音节，重音是发在第二个音节 count，encounter，encounter。然后下一个字呢就是 obstacle。那 obstacle 的话还有三个音节，那重音都是放在第一个音节，就是 obstacle，obstacle。所以记得重音要发在前面第一个音哦。 Alright, let's get to the vocabulary. 那我们今天第一个字就是 stepping stone. 那 stepping stone 它是一个名词, 它的意思就是垫脚石或跳板. So stepping stone is a noun. It is an event or experience that helps you achieve something else. For example, many students now see internships as a stepping stone to a better job. 现在许多学生将实习 是为找到好工作的垫脚石。Alright, next word we have is heal. 那 heal 的话 它是一个动词, 那 heal 的话就是医疗或医治。 So heal means to become or become well again, especially after a cut or other injury. And heal is a verb. For example, he would heal 4 times faster than a normal human, but it wasn't fast enough. 他的医和速度是正常人的4倍，但还不够快。那可能这个意思就是说，一般人可能说，假如被割伤的话，他可能都要花什么5天来医疗。那这个可能花个3天，但3天还是没有完全好，所以就是还不够快的意思。好，今天到我们最后一个字呢，就是 abuse。 那 abuse 它是一个名词，它的意思就是虐待跟伤害。 So abuse is a noun and means cruel, violent, or unfair treatment of someone. For example, abuse can lead to both psychological and emotional problems. 虐待会导致心理和情绪上的问题。 Okay, we are almost out of time. Hopefully after this episode, you found different ways of overcoming your fears. I know facing your own fears isn't easy, and it takes a huge amount of courage to face them. So you don't really have to face them alone. Find a trusted friend or a counselor to guide you if you need. We shouldn't live our lives in fear, and it takes time to save up the energy to face them. Never let your fears overcome you, as there is nothing you can't overcome. If you have ways to overcome your fears, feel free to share with us in the comments below. Remember to record the sentence. By the way, me and Victoria, we have started our own podcast called Here to Chill. So if you enjoy listening to podcasts, look up Here to Chill on Instagram. It is here2.chill. So remember on Instagram, here2.chill. Now it is time for me to sign off and I'll see you next week. Peace.